It's time for another B moment. Let's let our hearts say, this is my B moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. So this morning, I'm thinking about some of the revelations that I've had over the week about being at a low point. So I started out not getting enough rest. I was resisting the idea that I needed to rest. I ended up at a low point. I described this low point as sort of feeling like I was in a ditch, you know. But the second thing I realized is the power of being in the ditch, you know, because sometimes we can be there and we're so consumed with getting out that we can overlook all of the great work that God is doing even while we're there. The third and final piece that I'll take away from this week is the illusion of separation that I create in my mind. So sometimes if I'm at a low point and I feel like I brought this on myself, in other words, if I didn't do X, Y, and Z, I wouldn't end up in this place. I then begin to work in my own strength. I say, okay, let me just get out. Let me get back to higher ground. Things will return to normal. Okay, now, Father, I'm back with you. And that's the illusion, because he's right there in that ditch with me. And so we have a choice. And what I choose today is I am surrendering to him what led me in the ditch in the first place. I am, number two, going to rest in his strength. Guilt does not live here. I am going to now become even more refreshed by being there and resting in his strength. And I am going to emerge stronger and wiser than before. And finally, I'm going to be a witness to somebody else who's also headed for the ditch. The scripture today is Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. So today, understand the power of your ditch, emerge stronger, wiser than ever, and be a witness, of course, always. Share this B moment as others desire to be inspired.